Factors affecting storage, replenishment, and inventory management performance. After discussing some storage performance factors, we then discussed replenishment performance factors, storage performance factors. As in receiving, the performance of storage crews is affected by the nature of the products, the type of packaging used, and the equipment available. In supply chain logistics management, Aursox et al. Note that a warehouse's storage plan can also contribute to the efficiency of the storage and picking processes by decreasing travel times and clutter that can increase handling time and hazards. The storage plan is based on three product variables: product velocity, high volume or turnover, weight, and special storage needs. Exhibit 4-14 shows an example of a storage plan that incorporates these variables. This is just an example. Businesses will need to produce a plan that is relevant to their needs. Exhibit 4-14, storage plan. High-volume items should be positioned to minimize travel and facilitate handling time, for example, near major aisles or on lower tiers of racking systems. Items with less velocity may be stored further away from major aisles or on higher storage tiers. Bulky items, large but low density, are difficult to handle and can obstruct traffic. This should be placed along outer walls. Heavy items should be located close to the ground to minimize lifting and to secure rack stability. Small items should be in bins or drawers to avoid spilling out of the location. Some stock will be stored for extended periods, for example, seasonal inventory, larger amounts purchased to qualify for discounts, or speculative purchases of materials that are poised to take advantage of sudden increases in customer demand or decreases in supply. Extended storage items are often placed in areas that maximize space utilization, for example, will allow compact storage, but do not offer quick and easy access for handling. Note that in warehouses with poor climate control, higher temperatures near the ceiling of the facility may cause inventory stored near the ceiling to degrade more rapidly. Replenishment performance factors. The size of the pick slot should enable picking for a whole shift or other designated period. While the size of the pick slot does not impact replenishment performance too much, it will impact picking performance significantly. If the pick slot cannot be adequately stocked, products may be unavailable for picking on the first trip. If the pick slot needs no replenishment for an extended time period, the pick slots are likely too large and picker efficiency may be hindered. The standard deviation, SD, from the average demand over the period can help determine each SKU's pick slot size. Storing the average amount can be used for low-demand variability items. An average amount plus 2SD can be used for items with some demand variability. This is a 5% chance of needing early replenishment. Or the average amount plus 3SD can be used for high-demand variability items. This is a 1% chance of needing early replenishment. In Excel, the STDV formula can be used to calculate the number of units to hold for each SD. Replenishment performance also relies on setting replenishment triggers wisely. If the trigger is set so replenishment arrives too late, the picker will not be able to fill order lines, and this could result in a lost sale, back order, or shipment delay. If replenishment arrives too early, the extra stock may have to be shelved on top of other stock, which will interfere with picking. If the WMS controls replenishment triggers based on orders, the system should account for when orders are actually being picked or the replenishment may arrive early before some of these orders have been picked. There is also the need to balance goals of efficiency and safety. The efficiency of picking and replenishment crews can be affected when crews have to share the same space at the same time. This is especially the case in a carousel system. There are also safety issues as heavy cases are moved into the picking area with automated equipment, sometimes over the picker's heads and aisles are blocked. There are different strategies for avoiding conflicts between picking and replenishment. The picking process can be physically separated from replenishment activities, for example, by creating multiple areas for high-volume SKUs so that pickers can work in another area while other locations are being replenished. The activities can also be performed at different times. Inventory management performance factors. Inventory management is discussed elsewhere from a strategic perspective, such as setting inventory policies or rules on when and how much to order. At the tactical and operational levels, these policies need to be adhered to, such as for inventory levels or safety stock levels. Warehouse managers don't usually decide on inventory levels, but may provide inventory managers with advice on inventory levels, as well as how inventory characteristics impact storage or materials handling requirements. Here are some things warehouse managers can do at tactical or operational levels to improve inventory management performance, all of which include a requirement to communicate relevant findings to inventory managers, capacity versus throughput. Validating space use is optimal for storage capacity and throughput requirements, balanced or one or the other prioritized for an inventory storage area. Policy violations. Identifying inventory that is not within minimum or maximum storage policy parameters or order sizes, or timing that result in violation of these parameters. Aging inventory. Identifying and tagging inventory that is aging or non-moving. Shrinkage. Identifying sources of inventory damage or shrinkage and altering processes or security to reduce losses. Audit prep. Preparing and pre-staging inventory for accurate and fast counting during ongoing or periodic inventory audits, such as by labeling inventory that has already been counted to speed the next count if undisturbed, for example, a shrink-wrapped pallet.